base of my head and my face is moving much faster. Is it strange I should change? I don't know. Why don't you ask her? Is it strange I should change? I don't know. Why don't you ask her? Is it strange I should change? I don't know.
I'm Bill Kelly from WFMU and Little Stephen's Underground Garage. You're listening to WMFO Medford. That's the way we say it in New Jersey. The sound habit of the Tufts campus and a sound habit to get into, baby.
Once again, Chris, try putting up the right fader. That way you won't hear this. Dead air. Yeah, okay. We started and ended that set with the Dogmatics because I pressed the wrong... Well, I didn't press the wrong button, but it wasn't queued up right. So we started the set off with Drop That Needle off of their Drop That Needle EP, and we finished with Acid Rain off of their Drop That Needle EP that you can find on Rumbar Records. We heard Mary Wells, yes, that Mary Wells, with one of her first recordings ever, Bye Bye Baby. I believe it's from like 1960 or something. I have it on a big compilation of mine. Bruce Springsteen with Girls in Their Summer Clothes, because it is summertime, and you can get that off of the Magic LP from 2007. David Bowie and Queen, or Queen and David Bowie, depending how you... Where. Under Pressure. I think that was by request by Charlie. And some Buffalo Springfield with Mr. Soul off of the Buffalo Springfield Again LP back in 1967. And Tom, I think, is back to listening, so thank you for tuning back in, Tom. I thought he'd shut me off because his daughter's friend had come over and probably said, you don't need to hear the show, it's disgusting. I don't think it's disgusting. Anyways, if anybody's checking... leaving me notes on Facebook. I apologize if I'm not... It's not telling me any notifications, but hello to George and Kimberly, who are dropping stuff in the Strike the Box radio show group. So thank you very much. It's not telling me I have notifications. Anyways, enough of me. Let's get back to some music. I got, believe it or not, I got Cher queued up next here on Strike the Box. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, and you know on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Make sure the right fade is up.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Groove. Lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. The money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Sun preparing for the one night.
Now, here's something that's real bad. I got it. I forgot where I queued up my next song. it's one of those shows. What can I tell you? Who's that? Who said Crazy Chris? Yeah, it's Crazy Chris. Anyways, here comes some Josie Cotton.
He was born in Mississippi on a cold and windy day, and the music that he gave to us will never fade away. Born to sing, we crowned him king. He touched a billion souls. His name was Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll.
Took his band up north to Nashville, but they didn't treat him well. They said rockabilly music was never gonna sell.
It wasn't long, he proved them wrong and sold out every show, 'cause his name was Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll. Forever he shall be the king.
Said he's gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel, a fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing all those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into night, time turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. If it costs me my very last dime, if I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. So, Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva Las Vegas!
There, swinging back and forth. Anyways, I am Chris. This is Strike the Box here at WMFO and MFN 1.5 FM. We just finished up with some brand new music by Ryan Hamilton, Paper Airplanes, which you can get off of Wicked Cool Records, and no, it my playlist says The Ballad of Elvis Presley, and that's wrong. Paper Planes. Yeah, Paper Planes. There, okay. Planes. We started off with some Cher with Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves from 1971. The Daylilies with The Cat Inside the Window, which is now on their new record from Red on Red Records. The record is called From America. So please check that out. The Daylilies on Red Records. Just if you go to Bandcamp, type in Red on Red Records and you will find a bunch of cool artists, as well as some cool artists on Rumbar Records. Josie Cotton and Kevin Preston, brand new music, The Ballad of Elvis Presley. So I felt that we should follow it up with some Elvis Presley, and we played Viva Las Vegas off of the Viva Las Vegas soundtrack. We have just about a little under 40 minutes to go here. So who do I have? Oh, I get some new music coming up, I think from Rumbar Records here. So let's hit play and get moving on.
I don't know. I'm gonna make it. Now my heart is aching with She's dying of your shame.
I gotta watch my changes in tunes here. It's a little rough in that last set. Anyways, we just finished up with some Susie and the Banshees with Swimming Horses off the Hyena LP. We started the set off with some... Who did we start off with? Oh, yeah. Diabolgato. Devil Cat. Take the Ride. Off of the... it says here, Paint the Devil on the Wall. I gotta look that one up again. But originally, they had produced the album, and it's now released on Rumbar Records. Did we start off with the Ryan Hamilton? I don't even remember anymore where I started off. Anyways, Diane and the Darlets with Lost. A lost song from 1962. You can find it on the Mirwood Soul Story from Ace Records, but originally released in 1962. Some Devo with Gut Feeling Slap Your Mammy. With Are We Not Men, We Are Devo. The Rolling Stones with Waiting on a Friend, because Dean wanted to hear some Rolling Stones. And you can find that on the Tattoo You LP. And yes, I know it. I forgot to hit submit. So, hold on here. So there is the Susie and the Banshees on the playlist. Thank you very much. Hey, although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And I have some new Tiger Bomb coming up next here on Strike the Box. Hey, breaking news on Facebook from Red on Red Records. They are thrilled to announce that Megan Tracy and the Misconnections have signed with Red on Red Records, and they will have a new single coming out in July 22nd, but you can also catch the band at the Barn this Saturday, July 9th. So please check that out, and I think I will be playing another Red on Red Records artist here, if I can set this up correctly. Go!
Go to Detroit.
Now you're talking, brother.
Up if you go too slow.
sadly, you know what that means. That means I gotta collect my stuff and get on out of here today. Because my 2 hours is up. I would have liked to have squeezed in a 3-hour show this week, but you know it. Work gets in the way. I actually have to do some work stuff. We just finished up there with some Key of Caustic. With Closet from their single from 2022 that they have released. We started things, though, with some Tiger Bomb with Tell Me More from Sugar Buzz off of Dinosaurus Records. Hopefully I pronounced that right. Some Kid Gulliver with Nothing But Trouble, their single, brand new single from Red on Red Records. And some 4019s with It's For Fun, That's All We're Living For off their new Roaring Twenties LP. Released, I believe, in 2021 on Big Star Records. I hope we'll see next week. I have a feeling it's going to be a pre-recorded show, unfortunately. And then the week after that, although I'm going to try and be live, because the week after that, I am on vacation, so that definitely would be a pre-recorded show. Because I would rather be here live than doing a pre-recorded show or doing no show. That's for sure. Anyways, I have one more song queued up here. Thanks to everybody that's checked in. Again, I don't know if notifications are messed up on Facebook or not, but hopefully you're all out there that usually tune in. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box here at WMFO MIVID 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. I realized my last show I didn't play any Beatles, so that's coming up next. Take care, everybody. I'll hopefully talk to you next week. See you, Tom.
Sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you? Like